He's right on the road.
Jevney Taylor spends a lot of afternoons like this, playing outside with their son and nephew at her Monroe County home. She'd like to add a second child of her own to this picture, but recently she decided to put those plans on hold.
I think I went through a day of crying just when I realized, you know, my son might not have another sibling.
After having her son more than 3 years ago, Taylor figured she'd have no problem getting pregnant again. But the second time around has proven much more difficult.
We tried for about a year before we went to the fertility specialist. And we've tried for, you know, a few months since then. And then once I decided to go off the Clomid, so we've just recently kind of decided to stop trying.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, Taylor is one of more than 6.5 million women struggling to conceive. She went to a fertility specialist to try and figure out why, but came away feeling discouraged.
The stress of trying so hard and it's not happening, and, you know, one of the specific days, you know, you only ovulate specific days. I think we were on vacation and traveling this day and just wasn't working out. And the doctor said, you know, when you're under a lot of stress and pressure, and my husband's under stress and pressure, you know, it's just so much more difficult to conceive.
A recently released study by the Kinsey Institute has some encouraging results for women like Taylor who are trying to get pregnant. The study tracked changes in the immune systems of women who are both sexually active and sexually abstinent. The researchers took blood and saliva samples from the participants and then infected them with bacteria to see how well the immune system fought off the bugs. Tierney Lorenz is the lead author of the study and says they observed greater changes and women who were sexually active.
The kind of common wisdom that's given to couples who are trying to conceive is make sure that you have sex during the fertile window. And as anyone who's tried to conceive knows, that can be an incredibly tricky window to find. And so our findings suggest that the sex that a couple has, even outside of that fertile window, may still improve their chances of conceiving because it's a cue to the immune system to start engaging in the kinds of responses that ultimately will protect their conception and their fetus.
The study looked at 32 healthy women, a small sample size. The medical community would like to see the research done on a larger scale to see if the findings can be generalized to other women. But Lorenz says the preliminary findings will likely spark medical research in a whole host of areas.
There's been a lot of research recently suggesting that the immune system plays a really important role in heart disease, in chronic pain, and even in mental health conditions like depression. And so potentially, this research could lead to additional inroads into managing those kind of chronic health conditions. Essentially, sex may become yet another health behavior that doctors kind of monitor and make recommendations about, just like sleep or diet or physical activity.
You want to show Axel how you make your road?
That's both encouraging and discouraging for Taylor, who spends most of her time taking care of her son.
For the dump truck.
She and her husband are rarely alone anymore, but she's still hopeful their family of three will someday expand to a family of four.
I want a big one.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Bloomington.